Merry Christmas to you too and your family from WRZN 509.
Marty, WSBT 889, Klamath Falls. You and your family have the same, and hope it's a blessed one, and God bless you guys. And everybody else out there, all of our GMRS partners out there, and everybody, have a good one, enjoy, and God bless. WSBT 889, monitoring.
889-251 back at you. Hey, I appreciate the blessing because I'm a firm believer in God. So, I will be blessed, and I'm blessed just to be on this part of this radio club. And I'm hoping everybody has a great day tomorrow. And I really enjoy talking, being a part of this group. WQWL 251 clear, standing by listening.
Copy that, and appreciate that, and everybody out there, and you all know who I mean. You guys all have a blessed one. WSBT 889, we're monitoring, and thanks a million, Marty.
Oh, I appreciate that. You have a great evening. I'll be to WQWL 251 standing by listening.
WSBT 492, Bill and Yvette, Lakeview. Wishing everybody a merry, very merry Christmas and a happy new year. Hope everybody is blessed as well. Take care.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't realize Lakeview was linked. That's music to my ears. That's probably my most favorite town in Oregon. I fought on the bootleg fire over there, and I really enjoyed, hanging out over in that country for a month or so. But no, that's you have a Merry Christmas as well and a Happy New Year, and I'm really glad to hear that Lakeview is a part of the club.
Yep, I've been part of the bootleg as well, not the fire, but I helped clean up the logs and hold a few to the mill. But yeah, we're here, and you all take care. WSED 492, listening.
Hey, Marty.
Go ahead.
If you were on the bootleg, you might know my uncle Darrell Knopskis. He was driving, operating heavy equipment on it also, and cutting fire line.
I know of him real well. I've been in this trade for pushing 40 years, so... it's a big community and a small community at the same time. So it's always every year you see the same faces, and you get to know people. And I'm just kind of a real people type person. So I'm always, meeting new contacts all the time. The name sounds familiar, really familiar. I think he was running a D5 dozer.
Yes, sir, he was.
Yeah, I know him. No, I can't wait to get up to Dead Horse Lake and go fishing. I've been wanting to I was going to try to do it this summer, but I was up in the mid-state fighting fire. And time I got back home and everything, and, the weather was turning pretty cruddy, so I just didn't get up to Dead Horse. Or there was another one right near Dead Horse. There's two of them up there. But while I was on the bootleg, we had a generic pole in the truck. We put a lure on it, and it was every cast, every cast we were pulling a trout in.
Yep, I hear that. Yeah, you'll have a good time with him. He loves fishing, hunting. We actually got together finally after my hernia surgery to turn around a hill, get enough for me to turn around and go out there and do anything. I was able to cover quite a bit of territory after not being able to hunt for 5 years, and he got up there with us, and he did really good, and I had a blast. Everybody had a blast, so have a good one. I appreciate it, Marty. Like I said, you guys have a good Christmas.
Oh, I appreciate that. No, that was a fire that I'll never remember. there was dozer line after dozer line trying to stop that thing, and that actually had a fire tornado up there, and, you know, kind of up toward Dead Horse Lake. There was probably, I don't know, maybe a couple-mile area where every tree was snapped off, and all it was so intense that it blew all the bark off the trees, and they all looked like they were sandblasted. That's the only fire I've ever seen in my whole career that looked like that. All the big pines were uprooted, and all the lodgepole was snapped off 15, 20 feet in the air, and all the stumps from the 20 feet down, every tree was sandblasted. It looked like somebody, and it was all white looking. I mean, that was an intense fire.
I hear that. He was telling me stories of it, too. Yeah, it was. Yep. But I'm glad it's over with now, and unfortunately we'll have another year to look forward to, and hopefully it's nowhere near what it was this year. We had so many fires this year, it was pathetic.
Yeah, tell me about it. I had three engines out. I was kind of mid-state, you know, from basically Burns North, Monument, Mitchell, all that country. But, no. Hey, I just had 3 inches of rain last night. They're expecting another 6 to 12 inches by Monday. So I don't know what kind of rains you're getting on the east side, but, man, I'm telling you what, we've been getting pounded on the west side.
Yeah, roger that. We're getting more, actually here in Klamath, we're getting, basically, we're almost getting more rain than we are snow. We had a few snows, but, man, the rain has just made everything. We've got an acre and a third here and a ton of poultry and ton of animals, and, man, it's just a one muddy mess.
Yeah, I concur with that. Same with, we got horses and I have an 80-acre ranch out here in the valley, Selma, but no, it's the same boat on this side. The creeks are all flowing. I had water in my shop for the first time that I've ever had in my entire career living here in 35 years. My whole shop floor was flooded. I'm trying to drive the shop out. I put a fire in the shop, and I got fans going and drying boxes out. It's just been a huge mess this morning when I got up, but it was raining so hard last night, I never seen anything like it. The gutters were all clean, but they couldn't hold the capacity.
I hear that. We had a couple of instances last night where it was raining so hard. I heard 779 and 509 talking about how it woke them up. Yeah. I've been in estimates and bidding up at OIT and bidding the buildings up there and been so tight in the stuff that, man, I slept right through it last night, which was a good thing for me. I actually got some sleep instead of stress sleep.
Yeah, I hear that. About 3-4 days ago, I had a tornado come through my area. You know, it's only about a half-mile wide destruction, but we had trees uprooting all around houses around here, and you go a mile down either way of this where the tornado hit down. We were having 102-mile-an-hour winds here, and major destruction. I really lucked out. I got trees down, but nothing around my house, and all the neighbors have trees down, but nothing really hit the houses. I got another friend not too far that lost a couple vehicles, but I've been pretty blessed, I have to say. But you go a half mile out of this storm, there's not a leaf on the ground. It's just, then you drive into this one certain, about a mile section, the road is still blocked with tree debris.
I hear that. Yeah, speaking of the fires and stuff, actually, Daryl, my uncle, we turned around and we drew Ukiah this year. And the fire's up there. He was up there on the Ukiah for a little bit. Or actually, it was actually the owner of the company that went through on the Ukiah. And thankfully, I mean, and unfortunately what it did burn, but it missed our hunting unit. Otherwise, I think they probably would have closed it off, our unit itself anyway.
Yeah, I seen an antelope on this fire last summer. I mean, you know, antelope are basically like a big, you know, an average deer. And I was on the Mitchell, no, I was on the Court Rock fire, which is out of Monument. And I'm coming down this hill one day, and I see this antelope, and this thing is the size of a horse. It's the biggest antelope I've ever seen in my entire life. I thought it was an elk at first. I go, no, that's not an elk. And this thing looked like the size of a horse. I mean, I wished I could have got pictures of it, because it would have went viral if I could have actually posted a picture of it. But my partner on the other side of the seat, him and I just couldn't believe how big this thing was. In fact, as I got, you know, a lot of hunting ground over there, you know, the guys that I met last summer own 75,000 acre ranches, one guy 65,000. So if you want to, you know, go up in that country, let me know and I'll hook you up.
Yeah, antelope is one meat I really love.
I know my brother goes over there, but he goes, you know, on behind Lakeview, I don't know, maybe 100 miles, something like that, and he generally finds one, but nothing like what I've seen. This thing was on steroids, but, you know, he'll get one every now and then, but, you know, it's like a big deer on the better side of him. But, you know, this thing was like an elk. This thing was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was by himself, big old ram.
I'd say that's pretty good size for somebody that knows their antelope anyway.
Oh no, I'm I was born and raised timber. My dad was a timber fellow. I packed his gas and oil in the sixth grade, so you know there's not much I haven't seen in the woods in my career. But this thing was an antelope on steroids. I don't know what they were feeding this thing, but man, I'm telling you what, it was like a horse.
I hear that. Yep. All right, Marty, you have a good one. And it's good talking to you and good hearing you. And like I said, you guys have a blessed Christmas. And hope you have a dang good New Year. And we're getting ready to cook dinner. We just got done feeding the animals and stuff. So, and I actually just got to, actually more of the wife feeding the animals. I turn around and just sit there and took this test for ham and working on that. So, hey, you have a good one, you and the family, and we will talk to you later. You have a real good one. WSBT 889 monitoring.
That sounds good, 889. I appreciate all that. And, I had the wife, you know, feed the horses tonight myself. So I told her, hey, it's raining. She goes, it's raining. Will you feed her? I said, hey, calm down. Well, it didn't, but she grabbed the umbrella and said, I'm in my shop right now wrapping some gifts and going to call it a night myself. And, you know, 89, it was really, in fact, I get over your way, we'll have to hook up and have lunch or something. WQWL 251 Clear, standing by listening. You have a good Christmas. 251 Clear.
Also, Marty, WSBT 889 monitoring.